92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, an absolutely wild day to this point, and now we are on to Game 3, and it's the consolation game of the Class 2-1A Softball State Championship Tournament here in Pratt. The 3-seed Onega Buffaloes, a heartbreaking loss in extra innings just a little bit ago to Cedarvale Dexter by a 5-4 final, now have to regroup and play the 4-seed Inman here in this consolation game. And then after this one will be the 2-1A state title game, the defending champion McLeod Bulldogs and the 2-seed Spartans of Cedarvale Dexter. That broadcast will be on CARE 93.7. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman, game number 3. Let's get you the lineups for this consolation game. Starting with the 4-seed Inman, 18-5. They lost 11-0 in 5 innings to the champs in McLeod in the first game of the day. Savannah Smith will lead things off and play at third base. Ellie Timmish will catch and bat second. Marley Ballard show bat third and be at shortstop. Lila Levine at second base, batting fourth. Chesney Black, the DP, show bat fifth. Allison Schrog at first base will bat sixth. Olivia Bradley in left field, show bat seventh. Brooke Aiden in center field, batting eighth. Alexis Noon will pitch and bat ninth. And in right field defensively, the flex spot, Sydney Brooks. She will not bat. So again, for Inman at 18-5, the 4-seed in the field, Smith at third, Timmish catching, Ballard at short, Levine at second, Black the DP, Schrog at first, Bradley in left, Aiden at center field, Noon pitching, and Brooks in right. For the Buffaloes at 20-5, the 3-seed in the field, their lineup does not change. Annie Forrest leading it off and will be at shortstop. Willow Hostetler, who pitched all 8 innings against Cedarvale Dexter in that previous game, back inside the circle once again. She'll bat second. Addison DeShant at third base will bat third. Abby Ringel at first, batting fourth. Jaden Haskin in left, bats fifth. Bridget Campbell catching and batting sixth. Hayden Coleman at second, batting seventh. Mackenzie Dorsey batting eighth and in right field. And Marissa Savage in left field, batting ninth, rounding it out for the Buffaloes. So again, Force at short, Hostetler pitching, DeChant at third, Ringel at first, Haskin in left, Campbell catching, Coleman at second, Dorsey in right, and Savage is in left field. Or Haskin in center, and Savage is in left field. Let's step aside for a timeout. The first pitch of the consolation game is right after this.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit. Visit with me and welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Consolation game here at the 2-1A softball tournament in Pratt. Onega, the 3-seed, and the 4-seed, Inman Teutons here on KMZA. Beg your pardon, Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. Onega, the home team. And crazy to think that Hostetler right back to work after pitching 8 innings in that tough semifinal loss to Cedarvale Dexter, but she's right back inside the circle. The Buffaloes lineup did not change one bit. Inman at 18-5, it'll be Savannah Smith, Ellie Timish, and Marley Ballard. They'll lead things off, and the consolation game is underway. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike number one. Inman 18 wins, 5 losses. They lost 11-0 in 5 innings to McLeod in the first game of the day. Next pitch, another swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Smith entered the tournament at .240 average. Bats on the right side, playing third base, fouling this one back, stays 0-2. So you look at McLeod, who will play the 2-seed Cedarvale Dexter after this one in the championship. Run rule 3-inning win in the first game, and a run rule 5-inning win in the semifinals. There's another foul ball, stays 0-2. So Smith battling, but still behind in the count. Absolute heartbreaking loss for the Buffaloes. Next pitch, inside, makes it 1-2. The Buffaloes, they got down 3-0 to Cedarvale Dexter, but tied it in the sixth with 2 runs after scoring 1 earlier in the game. Game goes to extras. They take the lead, and we're 3 outs away from a state title appearance, but bizarre 2 RBI groundouts ended the game, and the Spartans walked it off to get to the title game. Here's a 1-2. Well, the umpire wasn't even paying attention, so I don't think that pitch is going to count. It stays 1-2. Inman as a team, 300 average. They've only hit 2 home runs this season, so not a powerful squad. Next pitch, called strike 3 on the outside corner in a battle by Smith, but it's won by Hostetler or the strikeout. So here's Ellie Timish, the catcher. Hostetler with 11 strikeouts in that 8-inning loss against Cedarvale Dexter, now gets one here to start the consolation game. Fastball high to Timish, 1-0. Timish entered the tournament, batting average of .308. The home run and leading the team with 13 walks. Here's a 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Marley Ballard will follow. Now Taylor Fraze, who's one of the best hitters on this Inman roster, there's a swing and a miss, makes it 1-2, is not in the lineup because she had to deuce out to Wichita. She is a state track qualifier. And Inman girls have a really good opportunity at the 2A level to win state track this weekend. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Timish. So two up, two down, two strikeouts for Hostetler. Here is Marley Ballard. So So Ballard, a 351 average coming into the tournament. 7 walks, 9 strikeouts, 22 RBIs. Takes first pitch in the dirt for ball one. So you got the 3-4 seeds in the consolation game, and the top 2 seeds will be in the championship after this one. Next pitch, a little bit outside and a little bit high, makes it 2-0. Jared Sleppy in Wichita, continuing with our state track and field updates across our networks. There's a pop-up to the right side and an underhand basket catch by Ringel at first, 3-3 in the first inning, halfway through. We head to the bottom of the first, no score here on KMCA.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel popper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
And the Land Radio. 92.1 KMZA, Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman in studios. We are here in Pratt, the consolation matchup here in the Class 2-1A State Softball Tournament featuring Onega and Inman. No score to the bottom of the first we go. Annie Force, Willow Hostedler, and Addison DeChant for the Buffaloes. A 5-4 extra inning loss to Cedarvale Dexter in the semifinals. Heartbreaking fashion as the Buffaloes had a lead in the eighth, but could not hold on. So playing for third in what has been their best run in school history. And will face Alexis Noon inside the circle. Her first pitch low and inside to Force for ball one. The breeze has not stopped. It has been very windy throughout the two-plus games here today. Next pitch, about the same spot. Low one inside, and it's 2-0. Not helping the hitters. That gust blowing in from right field towards the third base dugout. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. So it's the Buffaloes and the Teutons here. Both again rocking the black-on-black uniforms, both with orange trim, a little bit of white as well, so very similar on the jersey styles. Next pitch, low and inside, 3-1. Kostedler due up next. No score, bottom of the first. And the next pitch popped up right side, a little looper, and it drops in for a hit. Levine at second, appeared at first off the cusp, had a beat on it, but and kind of stalled, and it just got over her enough in for a hit. So on a 3-1 count, leadoff single for Force. Here's Hostedler. Impressive freshman campaign. She had 11 strikeouts in the semifinal loss, showing a bunt, pulls it back. It's in there for a strike, and now a throw to second gets away. So a stolen base for Force. And she's up into scoring position with nobody out. So I would imagine that Hostedler probably doesn't show bunt here as the runner does move up to second. Noon sets the belt. She is a righty and fires. Low and inside, kicks away, and the runner takes off, and Force gets to third. That'll be a wild pitch. So just like that, Force at third base with nobody out. And the count is 1-1 here on Hostedler. Pitch by Noon, popped up, but foul, and it's 1-2. The loss to Cedarvale Dexter in that semifinal matchup for Onega was their first loss since April 19th. They had 11 straight wins up until that point. A 1-2 to Hostetler. Here's a swing and a miss. Down she goes. First out in the bottom of the first. That brings up Addison DeChant. So again, the roster and the positions lineup here did not change one bit. First pitch by Noon is low and inside for a ball. Talking about the semifinal game with Cedarvale Dexter. Buffalo's going the exact same, 1-9, same positions and all. Next pitch called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. DeChan had a big home run in the first round win against Central Heights. Now batting with an RBI chance here, runner at third with one out. Hits it to the right side, could score the run, will score the run. It isn't out at first, but an RBI. And the Buffaloes take a 1-0 lead on the 4-3 ground out. So a productive at bat for Addison DeChant. And here's Abby Ringel with two outs and nobody on. Bats from the right side, middle of the box. Noon's pitch, ground ball left side, underneath the glove of the third baseman, Smith, and out into left field for a two-out hit. So a productive at bat is followed by a productive at bat, and the inning continues for Haskin. Ringel at first, two down, one bottom of the first. Third place on the line here in Class 2-1A. Teutons 18-5. Buffaloes at 20-5. First pitch low and inside. That seems to be the popular miss here early for Noon. And it's 1-0 here on Haskin. Spins it and fires. And it's roped out to left field for another hit. Right in front of the left fielder in Bradley. Ringel stops at second base and now two on and two outs. Line continues to move. Three hits in the inning. Yet the RBI produced on a ground out. Ringel at second, Haskin at first. Here's Campbell. Has to get the shin guards off. Tends to be the case with two outs and you're on deck and you're the catcher. You keep the shin guards on just to kind of speed up the process just in case you don't go up. But has to get them off and now steps in. Two on and two outs, 1-0 our score. And the first pitch in there called strike. So a little bit behind schedule with that previous game going into extras. The original start time for the championship at 5 o'clock. Here's a ground ball through the hole. A diving stop tips off the glove of Ballard. And now coming home is Ringel in the throw, not in time. And a throw to third now. 2-0 Onega. Campbell driving in one on the infield hit. So Ringel in from second, and Haskin goes first to third. Very productive inning here for the Buffaloes. 2-0, still batting, two down, runners at the corners. First pitch to Coleman is popped up and fouled out of play, and it's 0-1. That wasn't an error. It was an infield hit for Campbell. It would have been a really tough play. Ballard at short. Here's an 0-1. Low and inside. One ball and one strike. So two runs have scored, but a chance to continue to add here in the bottom of the first inning. Haskin at third, Campbell at first. RBIs for Campbell and DeChant. Ground ball, high chopper, fielded deep in the hole. Throw by the shortstop is wide, and it gets away, and a run is in. That is going to be an error by the shortstop, and everybody advancing and safe. 3-0 Buffaloes here in the first. So an error by Ballard. That throw to first, well off target, could have ended the inning. Instead, we continue, and now a frozen rope right up the middle and into center field. One run is in, and they'll hold the second runner at third, and it's 4-0 as Dorsey now contributes with an RBI single. So how about this? Five straight hits. Well, the last one, not a hit technically because of an error, but you get the point. 4-0 Buffaloes here in the first. Still at the corners with two down. Noon's pitch low here to Savage for ball one. So the Buffaloes have batted around here officially in the bottom of the first. Coleman at third and Dorsey at first. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, one ball, one strike. The reaction by Savage after that swing and miss was, I definitely swung at a ball. Noon's 1-1, a little bit outside, two balls and one strike. So five hits in the inning, also an error, an RBI ground out by DeChant, RBIs as well for Campbell and Dorsey. Here's the pitch. And just missing inside, now three balls and one strike. Really good job by Onega here after just a devastating loss to come back strong here and put together a big inning in the consolation first inning. And that pitch is low for ball four, and the bases are loaded for the top of the order. Coleman at third. Dorsey moves up to second. Savage now at first. And here's Annie Force for a second time in the inning. She can really blow this game open with a base hit. It's already 4-0 Buffaloes. First pitch by Noon is fouled straight back into the screen for strike one. She led off the inning with a single. She stole second, got to third on a wild pitch, and scored on the ground out by DeChant. No balls and one strike. The pitch. Popped up and fast. Loud noise and into the bleachers to my right. And it's 0-2. Well, the opposite starts compared to the semifinals where they got down 3-0 and had to rally. Now they have jumped out to a 4-0 lead here in the consolation, and more as it's ripped in the left field and Force drives in one. And now a pickle between second or third and home, and the next runner scores. It's a 2 RBI hit. It is blowing open here as Coleman and Dorsey both score. Savage goes first to third. It is now 6-0 Buffaloes here, and we got a pitching change already. Buffaloes, a dominant start. We'll step aside back after this here on a KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card. No strings attached. But we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service. Taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
KMZA.
How about this? The Buffaloes, a 6-0 lead, still batting in the first inning with two outs and two on, and a pitching change for the two times. Checked in. She'll strike a first pitch. That is in there for a called strike against Hostetler, batting for the second time in the inning. Noon goes to third defensively. They move Smith over to second. Buffalo's in control early. Now this one's hit well, and the freshman might drive in two. It finds the gap, and it's going to be a 2 RBI double, and it's 8-0 Buffaloes here in the bottom of the first. My goodness. How about an 8 spot here in the bottom of the first? Now this one gets away and gets to the screen, and Hostetler gets to third without a throw on the wild pitch. Deschamps started it with an RBI ground out, and at the time was the second out of the inning. 8 batters have come up after that with 2 outs and have reached. There's a swing and a miss by Deschamps. 1-1. Back-to-back 2 RBI hits from Force and Hostetler. 8-0 here in the first. Next pitch high by Levine. 2-1. But Inman has put themselves in a difficult hole here early. Here's the pitch. And it's high. 3-1. Levine pitched against McLeod in that first semifinal of the day, which feels like a long time ago. But realistically, not too much, as it was in 11 a.m. start time. Here's a 3-1. Low and in. So the inning continues. It's now the throw to second base. I don't know, and that's going to be an out. I look down for a second to mark my sheet, and I look up, and for some reason, Deschamps tried to take off for second base when the pitcher had the ball. She throws to second, the out recorded, and the side is retired. But 8 runs, 12 batters in the first inning, 8-0.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Have you heard that Community Healthcare System keeps on growing? And now they offer a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to keep you moving. From imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than Community Healthcare System. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
KMZA.
Well, the Buffaloes jumped out to an 8-0 lead.
BRB.
As we go to the second inning of play, and Hostetler back inside the circle. First pitch to Levine is high for 1-1. Hostetler struck out 2 and retired the side in order in the first. And then the Buffaloes come up in the bottom of the first and score 8 runs on 7 hits. And error didn't help the cause for the Teutons. They sent 12 to the plates in total. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. Chesney Black, Allison Schrag also will be due up this inning for Inman. Next pitch, called strike. 1-2 now. Well, the devastating loss in the semifinal did not affect the start of this game for the Buffaloes. 8-0 their lead. And a rope to the right side, but foul. Hit very hard, but well out in front was Levine. Pitched the 5 innings against McLeod in the first game of the day. Bulldogs winning that one in 5 innings, 11-0. Here's Hostetler's 1-2, and it's high, and it's 2-2. And the lineup did not change for the Buffaloes here from last game to here. Deschamps at third, Force at shortstop, Coleman at second, Ringel at first. Campbell catching, Savage in left, Haskin in center, Dorsey in right. Here's a 2-2. High fly ball, shallow right field. Dorsey has a beat on it, now comes in and can't make the catch. And Levine to second base on the air by Dorsey and Wright. Should have been caught. So each team has committed an error here early. Levine into scoring position with nobody out. And here's Chesney Black, designated player in this one today. Bats from the right side, open on the stance. Hostetler's pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. And if you go back to that, there's another foul ball, makes it 0-2. But if you go back to Inman's semifinal game against McLeod, that is actually on the air, their first base runner of the day. Because they were put in handcuffs by Danny Lee as she pitched a five-inning perfect game. So they don't even have a hit yet, but the air has given them their first base runner. Foul ball by Chesney Black, still 0-2. 8-0 Buffaloes here in the top of the second. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Black, and three strikeouts now for Hostetler. Here's Schrag, first baseman. Runner at second base, now one out. We will have the championship game with McLeod and Cedarvale Dexter on Care 93.7, about 25 minutes after the conclusion of this one. First pitch called, strike here to Schrag. And it's 0-1. Hostetler fires. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Well, she's got a little breathing room with an 8-0 advantage. Seven hits in that first inning. That was after two of the first three batters were recorded out. It was a lengthy two-out run for the Buffalo offense. That next pitch just missed outside. One ball, two strikes. Moans and groans from the crowd. Thought it was strike three, but Schrag gets another chance here. Runner at second base and one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Did not take advantage of that second opportunity. Four strikeouts for Hostetler. Two outs for Olivia Bradley. Olivia Bradley in left field. And we'll bat from the left side, wearing jersey number four. Still the runner at second base, Levine, reaching via an error. First pitch is high, gets away, and Levine takes third without a throw. So Levine, base away from potentially scoring a run. But Bradley needs to come through with two outs and the count at 1-0. Swing and a miss. Evens up, one ball, one strike. Third place in Class 2-1A on the line in this one. Next pitch up and inside, two balls and one strike. A right versus left matchup here. And a well hit ball to right field, but just a step in playing it perfectly is Dorsey for the final out. So the leadoff error does no harm and nothing across for Inman. 1.5 in the books. All Onega here in this consolation game. 8-0 here on KMZA.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at State Baseball.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road, for heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
92.1 FM KMZA.
2-1A softball tournament coverage here on KMZA. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman. Game number three. And it's the consolation matchup between the 3 and 4 seeds. And it's all 3 seed right now in the Onega Buffaloes. 8-0 as they bat for just the second time. Bottom of the second inning. Levine back to work inside the circle. 4, 5, and 6. And the Buffalo lineup. Ringel a single and a run scored. in the 8-run first. First pitch by Levine, a little bit outside for ball one. So that 8-run first inning, Force led it off with a single and then a strikeout and a ground out, produced a run, but there were two outs. But nine batters would come up after that. Two RBI hits for Force and also Hostetler. Here's a 1-1, swing and a miss, makes it 1-2 here on Ringel. An error did not help the cause by Ballard at short. Campbell also an RBI, Dorsey also an RBI. The only two players that haven't scored a run yet for the Buffaloes, Hostetler and Deschamps. Next pitch away, 2-2 now. Ringel, Haskin, and Campbell do up in the inning. Levine's pitch is outside, ball three. Three balls and two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. Home second. And a strike three looking right down the middle. And Ringel is rung up here to start the bottom of the second. Here's Haskins, single and a run scored. Facing Levine for the first time. And chops it to the left side, high hop for Noon, throw to first in time. And easily out number two. Two up, two down for Campbell. RBI single and a run scored. An incredible season for the Buffaloes. First time at state and school history. They were three outs away from a trip to the title game, but could not hold on. A 5-4 loss to Cedarvale Dexter in eight innings, and now have come out guns blazing here with an 8-0 lead here in the home second against Inman. And the consolation. This is hit well to the gap, and it drops left center field. And a throw to second base, and the tag not in time. Campbell gets under the tag, and it's a two-out double. It was a high throw, and it was a well-placed throw by the center fielder in Aiden. I mean, got it in plenty of time, but the throw just being a touch high gave Campbell just enough time to get under it, and a runner at second base with two down. Here's Coleman, reached on an error and scored. First pitch a little bit outside, it's 1-0. Levine's pitch is fouled straight back. One ball and one strike. Edmonds here at the state tournament for the first time in 14 years. 2010, the last time they were here. Next pitch to Coleman is high and away, 2-1. Their best finish in school history was a runner-up finish back in 2007. Next pitch called strike, 2-2. Two on the way, popped up right side in the infield. Smith, the second baseman, makes the catch for the third out. That retires the side. So a two-out double does no harm. Onega with an 8-0 lead to the third inning we go here on KMZA.
Always happy with your five-star customer service. Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
To the third inning here on KMCA. Hostetler back inside the circle for the Buffaloes, working on the 8-9-1 portion of the schedule for Inman, as the Buffaloes 8 runs on 7 hits, an 8-0 advantage to the top of the third inning we go here in this third place game at the 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament in Pratt. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks again for hanging with us. Here's Brooke Aiden, center fielder, stepping in. Hostetler's first pitch is outside for a ball, and the third inning is underway. Aiden's followed by Alexis Noon and then Savannah Smith. McLouth and Cedarvale Dexter in the championship game after this one. That'll be on KARE 93.7 FM. Next pitch, high and away, 2-0 here on Aiden. And a swing and a miss makes it 2-1. Quite the turnaround for this Inman squad. Again, 18-5. Next pitch outside, 3-1. But the previous four seasons, they had a combined record of 12-64. Mention it being 14 years since the last time they've been to state, and now they got 18 wins on the mark. Next pitch low and inside, it's ball four. Brooke Aiden, a leadoff walk. Here comes Alexis Noon, the pitcher. Or I should say started as the pitcher and was replaced in that first inning. It was a tough go for her inside the circle. The Buffaloes going on to score 8 runs. She'll show bunt. Puts it down, but it's foul. No balls and one strike. So Hostetler, again, had 11 strikeouts in the 8-inning game. And that loss to the Spartans in the semifinals. And she struck out 4 of the first 8 batters faced here in this consolation game. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly Noon down in the count 0-2. Well, the real question is, as dominant as McLouth has been, not just all season, but in this tournament specifically, can the Spartans be competitive in that championship? We shall see. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Noon. First out of the inning, 5 strikeouts now for Hostetler. Back to the top of the order with Savannah Smith. Talk about turnarounds with Inman. I mean, Onega's done the exact same. I mean, 10-10 a year ago, just 4 wins 2 years ago, and the first trip to the state tournaments in school history, working on the best finish ever in school history. They have a great start here, 8-0 in the third. 8 in the runner at first with 1 out. Here's an 0-1, and fouled straight back. Quickly 0-2. Outside of the regional championship game for McLouth, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Smith. 2 outs, 6 strikeouts now for Hostetler, but going back to my point that I was trying to make for McLouth, they beat Valley Falls 4-1 in the regional championship. That's the closest game they have played this year, not counting the 2 losses to the defending 3A champs in Rossville. Low pitch, nice stop by Campbell, keeps it in front. Aiden has to go back to first. Timish is in, 1 ball, no strikes. And the 1-0, a little bit high. 2 balls and no strikes. Timish struck out in her first at bat, but has worked a 2-0 count here. The Inman Teutons. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Some of the numbers were even more eye-opening for McLouth last year. But the run they have gone on since the 2 losses to staggering as well. See if they can cap it off with a 2nd straight title. Another good location there. 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Timish. 2 outs, runner at first. 8-0 Buffaloes. off speed, and it's hit out into left field for a hit. With a two-strike pitch, Timmish comes through, and there's two on and two outs. That is the first hit, not just in this game, but on the day. Now they have first and second, two down. Here's Marley Ballard, popped out to first in her first at bat. And the first pitch inside, but still called, strike number one. Next pitch, a little bit outside, one ball, one strike. Buffaloes beat Mission Valley 3-2 in the regional championship game. Mission Valley was the runner-up finisher in 2022. High chopper, left side, fielded by Force, underhands to third and gets the lead run for the third out. The Windman gets a couple on, but no runs across. 8-0 our score to the home third here on KMZA.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road, for heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
KMZA.
8-0 Buffaloes here, third place on the line, 2-1A state softball tournament in Pratt. Third time up here for the Buffaloes. Against Levine, it'll be 8-9-1 in the order. Dorsey, Savage, and Force. The 8 runs on 7 hits in the first inning. Levine, and a strike on the inside corner, makes it 0-1. Dorsey, an RBI single and a run scored in that 8-run inning. Bats from the right side, open on the stance, hits it well, but foul. Into the batting cage where McClouth is getting set for the championship game. Dorsey down 0-2. Savage and Force again to follow. Levine sets the belt and fires. It is low and inside. One ball, two strikes. The breeze has stayed consistent, blowing in from right field towards that third base dugout. But it has certainly warmed up a little bit here today in Pratt. It was somewhat chilly early on with that first game with McLeod and Inman. Not so much anymore. Two balls, two strikes here on Dorsey. Here's the pitch. Off the inside part of the bat, just got a piece of it enough and fouled it away. And it stays 2-2. Levine has struck out one since coming in to replace Noon in the first. Next pitch low and inside, and count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The McLeod at 27-2. The one seed against 24-3, Cedarvale Dexter. In the title game. Full count here on Dorsey. Levine's pitch. Swing and a miss. Down she goes. Second strikeout for Levine, and here's Savage. A walk and a run scored in that 8-run first.
Number 14, Marissa Savage.
Levine's pitch. It is called strike on the outside corner. Buffalo sent 12 to the plate in that first inning. Foul ball out of play to the right side. And quickly Savage behind at 0-2. Defensively behind Levine now. Noon is at third. Ballard at short. You got Smith at second. Schrog at first. Timmish the catcher. Bradley in left. Aiden in center. Brooks in right. And a swing and a miss. And down goes Savage. Two quick strikeouts make it 3 for Levine. And it brings up Annie Force. Third at bat. In the third inning for Force. How about 2 for 2, 2 runs, 2 singles, and 2. Takes first pitch high for ball 1. Next pitch outside, 2-0. Bottom of the third. 2 outs, nobody on. Here's a 2-0. High chopper to the left side, but foul. Just off the end part of the bat there, just to catch a piece. 2-1. Levine's 2-1 here to Force. Popped up, but foul. Lands right on top of us here. And from 2-0 to 2-2. If Force is able to do something, Hostetler will be up next. Fans on deck on the left side of the infield. 2-2, 2 outs, nobody on. Ooh, off speed, but just missed inside. It's 3-2. 8-0 Buffaloes here against the Teutons. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side, diving stop. Good stop by Ballard, but not going to be able to get it to first in time. It's going to be an infield hit. Diving to her right, the shortstop Ballard stopped it with the glove. By the time she settled and threw it, Force was there. So third hit of the game for Force. She's at first with 2 down. Here's Hostetler. 2 RBI double in that 8-run first. Also struck out in that inning as well. First pitch, strike. It's 0-1. And the offering is sent in there. Now a throw to first and nearly got Forrest, but back in time safely. Believe that pitch was called a strike, which would make it 0-2 and correct in that regard. Levine's 0-2. Here it is. Outside, gets away, and Forrest takes second base without a throw. So one ball and 2 strikes. Here on Hostetler, runner at second base. Base hit could add another run to this already 8-0 lead. Here's a 1-2. It is high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeChant due up next. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Went pushing it into foul territory behind home, and it pops out of the glove, and Timmish nearly made an extra effort. Diving after it popped out on the first attempt and then nearly caught it on a dive after that, but it hits the turf and it stays 2-2. Runner at second base is Force with 2 down. 8-0 Buffaloes here in the home third. Consolation game at the 218 State Softball Championships. Here's a 2-2. Popped up right side, pushing into foul territory and nearly caught by a fan. But popped out of her hands. A for effort. And it stays 2-2. So the middle of the bleachers, perfect with shade. Now the outer skirts of the bleachers being hit with the sunshine. And if you're here, you notice more people sitting in the shade than the outer skirts. But of course you have lawn chairs all the way up and down both sides of the field. 2-2. It is high. A lengthy at bat has gone full. It's now 3-2. Levine sets and fires. Another foul ball. And stays 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hostetler has pitched very well in both games here today. 3-2 again. It is high, ball 4. And now a throw to third is well in time, and they get force on the out. So that ends the inning. No runs across, but still all Buffaloes here. 8-0 through 3 here on KMZA.
Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Top of the fourth here in Pratt. Consolation game. Class 2-1A softball championship tournament. Brandon Kurt, part of the broadcast team. 8-0 Onega as they lead Inman. Batting here in the fourth. First pitch swinging. Fouling it away is Lila Levine. Reached on an error in her first at bat. Hostetler has struck out 6. 2 in each of the first 3 innings. And has held the 2 times to just 1 hit. Another foul ball. Out of play. Quickly, Levine down 0-2. Levine followed by Black and then Schrag. Takes her time, rocking a blue bat. Middle of the box from the right side, above the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, 1-2. You take away the windy conditions, and it's arguably as perfect of a day as you could have. I remember covering out here last year when McLeod won the title, and I remember that championship day. It was hot. It is much more calm in that regard here today. The wind certainly helps. Not so much the players, but us as the fans, broadcasters, and spectators probably don't mind it a whole lot. Here's a 2-2 and a swing and a miss. And down goes Levine. 7 strikeouts for Hostetler. Here's Chesney Black, the DP. Strikeout victim in her first at bat. Plenty of storylines in the state championship game that'll follow here. That broadcast will be on our sister station, KARE 93.7. I will have it for you about 25 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Black, first pitch swinging, fouls it away, and it's no balls and 1 strike. Danny Lee, 2 perfect games for McLeod thrown in this tournament, and 2 run rule wins. Next pitch, high and away, 1-1 here on Chesney Black. That's from the right side. Here's the pitch. Popped up again and foul. Feel like there have been a lot of foul balls in this game. People on the outskirts of the bleachers needing to kind of keep an eye out. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and Schrag on deck. Here's the pitch, and in there, strike 3 looking, and down goes Black. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth, 8 in the game for Hostetler. So here's Schrag, a strikeout victim in her first at-bat, up here in the top of the fourth, her team trailing 8-0, 2 outs and nobody on. The Freshman delivers. Swing and a miss for strike one. Taking her time, and umpire having to get a couple of the balls that have gone over the fence here in foul territory. Next pitch, in there, called strike. 8 strikeouts and a chance to strike fourth. No balls, 2 strikes here on Schrag. The freshman gets the sign, kicks, delivers. And another foul ball. Stays 0-2. If Schrag's able to do something here, Olivia Bradley will follow. Onega scored 8 runs on 7 hits in the first inning. We have gone goose eggs since then. 8-0 here in the fourth. Next pitch inside, 1-2. So again, you have Inman, who played the first game, got run ruled in 5 innings, then had to hang around for a little bit and watch that 8-inning thriller where Onega dropped it in 8 innings to Cedarvale Dexter. Another foul ball, 1-2. I mean, there's other fields around, so you know Inman gets an opportunity kind of going and doing their warm-ups and stuff, but you feel like, do the Buffaloes have an advantage going back-to-back and not having to wait in between games? There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Schrag. 9 strikeouts in the game for the freshman. She strikes out the side here in the fourth. 8-0 Buffaloes here on KMZN.
Highland True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Highland True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental health illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both our physical and our mental health. This can help you achieve overall wellness and set you on the path to recovery. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to help you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Onega trying to wrap up a third place finish here at the state tournament in Pratt. 8-0 their lead on Inman in this consolation game. They scored all 8 in the first. Addison D. Chance up to bat here to start the bottom of the fourth. Levine's first pitch is hit well to the right side, but slicing foul, and it's 0-1. 3, 4, and 5 in the Buffaloes' order. D. Chant, Ringel, and Haskin. D. Chant got the scoring going in that first with an RBI ground out, added a walk in that inning as well. Next pitch outside, 1-1. Levine fires a 1-1, another foul ball. And that was close to hitting the child. My goodness. That got some parents off their feet quickly. I said it earlier, gotta really be on your toes if you're on the outskirts of the bleachers here, because the netting is pretty low. Another foul ball out of play. The fans do a really good job who are in the bleachers as far as, like, once it gets over the netting to kind of turn around and yell at people to let them know that the balls are coming. Here's a 1-2. Off speed. Fins in there. Strike 3 looking. Down goes D-Chan. First out in the bottom of the fourth. Levine now with 4 strikeouts on the day. And here's Ringel, who takes first pitch strike, nestled on the inside corner. Levine works quick and fires, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Eight runs on 7 hits in the bottom of the first, no runs on 2 hits since then for the Buffaloes. There's another off-speed pitch that swung on and missed, and back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the fourth. So here's Haskin, nobody on, 2 outs, 1-for-2, single and a run scored, also has a ground out. Here is Levine's pitch, and a foul ball to the right side. Stays inside the fence line this time, and it's 0-1. So again, roughly 25 minutes once this game concludes before the start of the championship game. Next pitch a little bit inside, 1-1. We'll switch over to our sister station, Care 93.7. For the McLeod Cedar Vale Dexter Championship game. Next pitch outside, 2-1. If Haskins able to do something, Bridget Campbell is on deck. She has struck out the first two, has Levine, and there's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. So she has a chance to strike out the side here in the home fourth. Hostetler struck out the side for the Buffaloes in the top of the fourth. 2-2 here to Haskin from Levine. And a swing and a miss, and she does just that. So 6 strikeouts combined in the fourth, and we head to the fifth inning. An 8-0 Onega lead here on KMZA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created FastScan, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. FastScan improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stand. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with FastScan. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
KMZA.
Fifth inning we go, 8-0 Onega here in the consolation matchup against Inman and a new pitcher for the Buffaloes. DeChant will step in, taking the spot of Hostetler. They'll just switch as Hostetler's going to play third base. DeChant comes in, so 12 innings pitched between the two games for the freshman Hostetler. 11 strikeouts in the 8-inning semifinal. 4 innings in this one, 9 strikeouts, no runs allowed, 1 hit, and 1 walk. So DeChant will take over inside the circle, and we'll get 7-8-9 in the Inman order, starting here with Olivia Bradley, a left fielder batting from the left side, and the righty DeChant fires. First pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Second at bat in the game for Bradley, 0-for-1 with a line out. Buffaloes in control, 8-0, all 8 scored in the first on 7 hits. They sent 12 to the plate in that inning. 2-0 here on Bradley. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Makes it 2-1. Took a little bit off that one. And Bradley swinging over the top of it. A 2-1 by DeChant, and it's fouled away. 2-2. Inman at 18-5, Buffaloes at 20-5. And a swing and a miss. So from 2-0, DeChant comes back with 3 straight strikes and her first strikeout. So here comes Brooke Aiden, the center fielder. Reached on a walk in her first at bat. And first pitch, just a little bit outside. It's 1-0. Bats on the right side. And the pitch by D. Chance, swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Alexis Noon will follow. The top of the fifth. Buffaloes hold them scoreless here and score two in the next half inning. It would end the game. Next pitch, low and inside, 2-1. Here on Aiden. This is by far and away going to be one of the best finishes in school history for Inman. Runner-up in 2007, that's the best they have done. Last time they were at state was 2010. There's another swing and a miss. 2-2 here on Aiden. D-Chan inside the circle and fires. Popped up and foul. So again, Hostetler took over at third. The rest of the defensive alignment stayed true. Savage in left, Haskin in center, Dorsey in right, Force at short, Coleman at second, Ringel at first, and Campbell the catcher. Here's a 2-2, and fouled back again. So again, the final line for Hostetler here in this consolation game, 4 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. D-Chant now taking over. Here's the pitch. And another foul ball. The theme of the game outside 8 runs in the first inning has been the amount of foul balls. Another pitch by D-Chant is a called strike 3 on the outside corner. 2 up, 2 down, 2 strikeouts now for D-Chant here in the fifth, and that brings up Alexis Noon. And Noon started the game inside the circle and entered the tournament with a 2.65 ERA, but that was knocked around pretty quickly with how that first inning went. 176 average, and takes the first pitch high for ball. Savannah Smith on deck. 2 outs, nobody on here in the top of the fifth. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Corner infield in. Hostetler playing up at third. Ringel at first, just outside the lines. Next pitch, low and outside. 2-1. And stay up to date with all the state track and field information. Day one over in Wichita on our website, mscsports.net. Jared Sleppy doing a great job down there. Next pitch high, and it's 3-1. So combined between Hostetler and D-Chan here in the fifth, those two have combined for 5 straight strikeouts. There's a swing and a miss, and the count runs full, and we could go back-to-back potentially here with striking out the side, so we'll see. 3-2. 8-0 Buffaloes here in the top of the fifth. 2 outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. 6 consecutive strikeouts between Hostetler and D-Chant. And if the Buffaloes can score 2 in the next inning, the game will be over. 8-0 Buffaloes to the home fifth we go on KMZA.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get colorful savings during the Valspar Memorial Day rebate event at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. From May 24th through June 2nd, you can get up to $75 back on your favorite Valspar paints. Choose Valspar Medallion Plus interior paint and save $12 per gallon container during the Memorial Day rebate event. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during this time at Souther Building Supply, right off 1st Street in Seneca. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
KMZA.
13 to Bridget Campbell, taken for an inside strike. Bottom of the fifth inning, Buffalo's 8, 2-0. Consolation matchup, 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament in Pratt. Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman. Of course, once we're done with this one here, we'll join the Royals in progress. They're out in Tampa Bay for a road weekend set with the Rays. 5:50 first pitch time there. Next pitch, a little up and a little out. 2-1 here on Campbell. Coleman and Dorsey after that. If the Buffaloes can tag two here, they would win the game. Ground ball left side, finds the hole, and it's a leadoff single. It's the third hit of the game for Bridget Campbell. 3 for 3, two singles and a double. Here's Hayden Coleman. Reached on an error, scored in the first, also has popped out to second base. Campbell at first. She will show bunt, then pull back. Levine's pitch is high for ball one. McLouth, Cedarvale, Dexter after this one in the title game. We'll have that broadcast on KARE 93.7 FM. Here's the pitch by Levine, and it's outside for a ball. 2-0. Coleman shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a pitch high for ball three, and it popped away, and that allows Campbell to take second base without a throw. Now three balls and no strikes favor Coleman the batter. Will show bunt, probably pulls back and take, we'll see. She does pull back, Levine's pitch is low, and it's a four-pitch walk. So two on, nobody out. Mackenzie Dorsey now steps in. RBI single and a run scored in the first and has also struck out swinging. But if these two runners on come around to score, the game's over. Buffalo's 8, 2-0 here in the fifth. Pitch by Levine is a little bit high for ball one. Incredible season. This Buffalo's program, best in school history. Ground ball left side, playable on a hop. Throw to third is high, but they get the lead run. So Dorsey on for a fielder's choice. Coleman goes to second, but they get Campbell out at third. So Coleman at second, Dorsey at first, one out. Here's Savage. A walk and a run scored in the first, is also struck out swinging. And a swing and a foul ball there makes it 0-1. Eight runs on seven hits in the first inning. No runs on two hits after that. Now we got the umpire bringing in the Onega coaching staff to discuss something. Not sure what the issue there is. If you missed the game with Onega and Cedarvale Dexter, you missed a wild one. Well, I think they're going to call catcher interference because Savage is going to take first. But now the bases are loaded with one out. For Annie Force, base hit could win the game with two runs. I would have to imagine that's what the call was. So Coleman to third, Dorsey to second, Savage at first. Here's Force, fourth at bat for her in the game. Three singles, two runs, two RBIs. A base hit could win her team third place. There's a little pop-up, though. That's not going to do it. Right side, and it's caught by the first baseman in Schrag for out number two. So now it's up to the freshman Hostetler, and why not? She has been a phenomenal story here in this tournament. And boy, a chance to maybe win this game for her team. First pitch swinging, fouls it away, it's 0-1. Struck out 11, pitched all 8 innings in the semifinal loss. Pitched 4 innings in this game, struck out 9. Gave up no runs and just one hit and one walk. Had an RBI triple yesterday in the first round game. Chance to win it here. Next pitch high, 1-1. 8-0 the score here in the bottom of the fifth. Bases loaded with two outs. He had a two RBI double in that eight-run inning. There's a hack and miss, and it's 1-2. So he's also walked and has struck out. Levine trying to get out of it. Keep her team alive for at least another inning. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Great changeup gets it. And the Buffaloes leave them stranded. So we do go to the sixth inning. Buffaloes 8 and the Teutons nothing.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
8-0, the Onega lead is DeChamp back inside the circle, facing the top of the inman order here in the sixth. And the first pitch, a called strike number one. Savannah Smith, 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. Ellie Timmish and Marley Ballard after that. And a pop-up to the right side, foul territory. Ringel makes the catch right in front of the inman bench. And there's the first down here in the top of the sixth. Here's Timmish. 1-for-2 with a single. The lone hit allowed by Hostetler. And another this one will find the bleachers. Oh, and nearly caught by a fan with his hat. Appreciate the effort, but maybe a not top 10 play there. No balls and one strike here on Timmish. DeChance took over last inning for Hostetler and struck out the side. Ground ball left side but foul. And it's 0-2. First trip to states in Onega softball history and a chance to wrap up the greatest season in school history with a third-place finish. This one is hit well, right field, and coming on, and it gets away from the right fielder in Dorsey. Nearly made a heck of a play, kicks all the way into foul territory, and that's going to be a triple. So Timmish, her second hit of the day. Day meaning this game. Now 2-for-3. She is at third. It was a near-diving catch by Dorsey, but was charging in to her front left portion and just couldn't get there in time. DeChant takes first pitch strike call. Ballard takes that first pitch strike call from DeChant, and it's 0-1. Marley Ballard, the shortstop, 0-for-2, a pop out and a ground out. Chance to get her team on the board. That pitch is low, 1-1. It has been a fairly clean and quick game since the 8 runs were put up in the bottom of the first. It's all we have seen so far offensively. Here's the pitch. Ground ball fielded by DeChant. She'll come home with it. And not in time. The run is in. So I don't agree with that. You have an 8-0 lead. You might as well take the out. But she tried to keep the goose egg on the board. It doesn't work in her favor, and Inman's on. It's 8-1. And Ballard takes second on the throw home. So again, it's a broadcaster's perspective, but in an 8-run lead late, I think you take the out, let that Then you have two outs and nobody on. Now a run is in, and there's one on and still only one out. It was well fielded, but DeChant, a gambler, so I can respect it. But Inman on the board, 8-1 our score. DeChant rolls one in there, and it gets away, and that allows Ballard to get to third on a wild pitch. Levine is in, 1-0 the count. Reached on an error and has also struck out. So Levine up there from the right side, a grounder left side. Well, for some reason, they try to get the run in again, and that costs them. You take the outs and let the run score, but this time it was Force who tried to throw home, and it wasn't even close, and it's now 8-2. And you hear a couple moans and groans from the fans. I think they agree with my sentiment. And take the outs. You can allow the run. You got a lead, but now still just one out, one on, two more, or two have scored. And here's Chesney Black, who's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. So Levine at first, driving in a run. 8-2 now the score. Another hit to the left side. Chance for two. The throw is wide. And everybody is safe. That's going to be an error by Force at short. A little bit of life here for the Teutons in the sixth. Two on, one out. They have scored two. Still a six-run game, but you just never know. And if
be
a
right
simple
back.
Play is made, Buffaloes could already be out of this inning with minimal damage done. But now the Teutons get Trog up there with two on and one out. And she hits it well, and that's going to find a hole. First to third, and now to second, and it's 8-3. Trog with the RBI single. Things are getting interesting real quick. Black goes first to third. Trog takes second on the throw in, and now a meeting inside the circle. See if it's a pitching change. I don't think so. But defensive miscues are costing the Buffaloes some runs. It's now an 8-3 game.
I'm back.
And the Teutons have second and third and still only one out. Olivia Bradley will step in. She's 0-for-2. But twice in this inning, the Buffaloes could have easily gotten it out, allowing a run to score. But twice they have tried to get a runner in from third on ground balls, both times unsuccessful. It's one thing when the game is tight, but when you have a lead like they did, you'll let a run score to get a guaranteed out, especially late in this game. And now Inman is starting to make things a little more interesting. 8-3, two on in scoring position, still only one out. Here's Bradley. DeChant settles and fires, and it's low for a ball. Campbell gets there quickly. And keeps everyone honest. And Campbell lost her right shin guard. Has to regather that in. So a little time call to allow Campbell to get the right shin guard back connected properly. Black at third. Schrag at second. Three have scored. 8-3 now. On the scoreboard, Buffaloes by five, but Inman battling back. But a little pop-up here, and it's caught. So right back to DeChant, who makes the catch. Or correction, it's going to be Hostetler. Who actually comes back in, is going to try to finish out this inning. So two outs and two on, and Hostetler's right back inside the circle to try to get this final out. There's a swing and a miss. Brooke Aiden for strike number one. Well, again, the rules, as far as pitching goes, a little bit different than baseball. Hostetler pitched the first four, came out, now came back in for DeChant to try to limit this inning to only three allowed. One ball and one strike here on Aiden. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Second and third, two down, two strike count. 8-3, the Onega lead here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And it's a called strike three on the outside corner. So Inman is on the board with three, but it's still a five-run Onega lead. To the home six we go. It's 8-3.
Are you still using Talca Graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel copper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Addison DeChant here leading off the bottom of the sixth for Onega. They lead Inman 8-3 in the consolation game here in Pratt. 2-1A softball tournament. Levine's first pitch, a little grounder, right back to Levine, easy play. And one pitch, one out here in the home sixth. That'll bring up Abby Ringel. 1-for-3, a single and a run scored, and also a strikeout twice. Well, the Teutons made a little bit of noise, three runs in the top of the inning. That's still a long way to go. They're down five, with Onega scoring all eight runs in the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss there by Ringel. Here's the 0-1, and now it's hit to the left side and over a leaping, jumping Ballard at short and into left for a hit. Now the throw gets away, and now Ringel gets caught in a pickle. Throw to first, and she's back in safely. Second hit for Ringel. It's her second single. Now 2-for-4. Here's Haskin, who was 1-for-3. A single and a run scored, has also grounded out and has struck out. Here's the pitch, and a chopper off the glove of Levine, and just plays it smartly to first to get the second out. Ringel to second. So two outs and one on. Here's Campbell. And, of course, Campbell, the catcher. In the on-deck circle with the shin guards on and has to get those off and step in. That's from the right side. A great day for Campbell in this one. 3-for-3, two singles, a double, an RBI and a run scored. And the first pitch a little bit outside, ball one. Ringel's at second base. It is an 8-3 Onega lead. Now a high fastball gets away and the pass ball gets Ringel over to third. That one just popped out of the glove of Timish, the catcher. A base hit could add to the lead, 8-3. Onega by 5 in the home sixth. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike, and it's 2-1. Levine settles at the belt and fires a little chin music up and in, and they say it clipped the front of the face mask. So Campbell hit by the pitch. He has reached four times in this game. And here comes Hayden Coleman. Reached on an error, scored in the first, has popped out to second, and has also walked. And takes a strike. And Campbell takes second base without a throw. Not too worried about the runner at this point with two outs. So second and third, two outs. 0-1 count here on Coleman. Next pitch, just missed a little outside. One ball, one strike. McLouth and Cedarvale Dexter, the top two seeds in the championship, here to follow. Next pitch, high, pops out of the glove, but Finnish gathers quickly. And it's two balls and one strike. Onega scoring all eight in the first. Inman all three in the sixth. Another foul ball out of play. Evens the count. Two balls and two strikes. A ground out. A single. A ground out. Plus a stolen base as runners at second and third. 2-2 count. Two outs. And just catching a piece and a foul tip. Coleman stays alive at 2-2. Just past the 5 o'clock hour, the original scheduled start time for the championship, but not going to be the case. Next pitch inside, ball three, and the count's full. So again, we'll go about 25 minutes or so after this one concludes. Championship game will be on Care 93.7. Here's a 3-2, and a foul ball. Pitch was well low and inside, would have been ball four, but Coleman swinging at it and chopping it away. Ringle at third, Campbell at second. Campbell's been the story offensively, 3-for-3, and also has been hit by a pitch. Another 3-2, it's on the way. And it's hit to the left side, and it finds the gap in for a hit. One run is in, Campbell storming around third, and she will score. And Coleman comes through with two RBIs, but then is going to get thrown out at second base, trying to cheat a little bit. Well, it's now back a 7-run lead. It's 10-3 on the 2 RBI hit by Coleman. We head to the 7th. Onega 3 outs away from a 3rd-place finish here on KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
KMZA.
3 outs away for the Onega Buffaloes to claim a 3rd-place finish here in Pratt. 10-3 is their lead on Inman. As Hostetler back inside the circle to try to wrap this one up, and the first pitch to Alexis Noon is low for ball one. Hostetler has pitched 4-plus innings in this game, came out and then came back in. Here's a high fly ball, center field, but playable, and on one knee making the catch is Haskin for the first out. But Hostetler again, the freshman in the 8-inning loss to Cedarvale Dexter, pitched all 8 innings, struck out 11. And now has 10 strikeouts here and not quite 5 innings of work in this consolation game. Savannah Smith, a swing and a miss. Count 0-1. She is 0-for-3. Couple of strikeouts. And the pitch. Little low and inside. One ball, one strike. A very successful season. Potentially able to wrap it up here in the matter of just 2 batters, if they can get back-to-back outs here. Next pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-2. And the pitch runs inside, 2-2. Ellie Timmish will follow. And the pitch, outside, it's 3-2. So again, the Buffaloes wasted little to zero as they scored 8 runs on 7 hits in the bottom of the first. They gave up 3 to Inman in the 6th, made it 8-3, but they came back with 2 in the bottom of the 6th to make it 10-3. High fly ball right field, Wynn pushing it in, and running in to make the leaping catch is Dorsey for the second out. So 1 out away from a third place finish here at State for Onega. It's up to Ellie Timmish to keep it alive. Here on 92-1, we'll join the Royals in progress. That's just about to get started with pregame coverage. And the pitch is fouled away, makes it 0-1. Timmish got that 3-run rally in the 6th, started with a triple, came around to score on the single by Ballard. No balls, 1 strike. Onega fans getting a nice clap rhythm together. Next pitch by Hostetler, inside, 1-1. We'll have a pretty quick post game, and then about a 25-minute break. You can catch us on 93.7 KAIR for that championship game with McLouth and Cedarvale. There's a big hack and foul ball way out of play. Good catch by a fan on the outskirts. Quickly launching it back into play, and it's 1-2. A strike away from ending the game. Well, Hostetler's one of the main storylines for the Buffaloes. Not just this season, but this tournament in general, a 1-2. That one is high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The best season in school history appears to be capping off with a third place finish in 2-1A and 24. Next pitch outside. It was close, but no go. 3-2. Ballard in the... Devastation in the semifinals. What a positive here. And there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Timmish, and that ends the game. 11 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings of work for Hostetler. And a third place finish for the Buffaloes here in Pratt. Our final score, Onega 10 and Inman 3. We'll wrap it up after this here on KMZA.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card, no strings attached, but we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service, taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
Have you heard that Community Healthcare System keeps on growing? And now they offer a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to keep you moving. From imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than Community Healthcare System. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Always happy with your 5-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
KMZA.
Congratulations to the Onega Buffaloes softball team. A third place finish here at the Class 2-1A State Championship Tournament. A 10-3 win over Inman in the consolation game. As the medals are being awarded, Buffaloes, their history, finishing in third, and a 21-5 record. Inman, a fourth place finish, their record at 18-6. One final time, couple of minutes here. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman, Royals baseball on deck here on KMZA. And then we're going to switch over to our sister station, 93.7. That's KAIR. For the championship game, as McLouth looks to defend their title, they will take on the 2-seed Cedarvale Dexter here in about 30 minutes or so. So again, let's wrap up this one. Onega wasted zero time. They scored 8 runs on 7 innings in the bottom of the first inning. They sent 12 to the plate. RBIs in the inning for Addison DeChance, Bridget Campbell, Mackenzie Dorsey. Annie Force drove in 2 with a single. Willow Hostetler joined with 2. And then it was pretty quiet until the 6th inning. And it was Inman finally able to get on the board. RBI hits from Marley Ballard, Lila Levine. They got to within 8-3. But a little insurance. Hayden Coleman, a 2-RBI single in the bottom of the 6th, made it 10-3. And Hostetler shutting the door in the 7th, pitched 5 1/3, and had 11 strikeouts, matching her total from the 8-inning loss to Cedarvale in that semifinal. Final tallies in this one. It is 10 runs, 12 hits, and 6 left on base for the Buffaloes, finishing 3rd place at 21-5. And the Teutons of Inman, 18-6, a 4th place finish. Final tallies, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 5 left on base. Thanks to Kirk Kilman in studio. He'll get you set and all squared away for Royals baseball here on 92.1. But join us here in about 25 minutes on our sister station, Care 93.7. It'll be the Class 2-1A State Championship game. The defending champs, McLeod, will play the 2-seed Cedarvale Dexter, trying to look for a repeat state championship. Thanks again to Kirk Kilman. I'm Brandon Tam, and we'll see you over on Care in about 25 minutes. You've been listening to High School Softball here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.